This is GamesAtWork.biz with Phaedra Boinodiris, Sandy Kearney, Michael Martin, and Michael Rowe, your weekly podcast about gaming technology and play. The thoughts and opinions on this podcast are those of the hosts and guests alone, and not the opinions of any organization which we have been, are, or may be affiliated with. So I'm here with Dale Erikstad from C-Space at CES 2014, and they announced this week their new product called In-Air. So Dale, tell us a little bit about it.
What In-Air does is it's a small device that allows you to access, we display and access web content, place it and display it in front of the television as sort of an augmentation. Think of it as augmented television. You can see it in 3D or in 2D. In 3D, you see it spatially in the same way that you may reference Iron Man, you know, or something that looks like a hologram. So it places the information and actually uses, as a design methodology, it uses the space in things, the Z space between things, as a kind of add-on to be able to really refocus your eyes on things and kind of separate from the content, basically.
So on a 3D television, it would float out in front of the television.
That's right.
On a 2D television, it would be an overlay on the television or a reformatting of the screen to provide incremental information, related information.
Yeah, yes.
Apps.
Yeah, yeah, yes. And both of them really look the same. In other words, it's the same design. There's no difference.
Right.
It's just that with stereo 3D, you can physically feel like things are actually 2 feet, 3 feet in front of the TV. But when you look at it in 2D, the same design is there, but it's back in a television, and it's been sort of flattened the way that a television flattens everything.
Yeah, I know this is an audio podcast, so people are going to have to at least go to your Kickstarter and check out the videos that actually them see it and experience it.
Yep,
so what's that Kickstarter?
The Kickstarter, you can find it under In-Air, the name of our product, or under C-Space, and that's S-E-E space.
Excellent, because you're seeing the space
C-Space
between the
that's
television
right.
and your eyes.
It's all about space.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what do you see going forward on this?
Going forward, what I'm excited about is I see this as step one to what I would call augmentation. And when you say AR, we hold up our phone and we see augmentation that seems to place things in space in our environment. This is one way of doing it. And what I like about doing it from the television, from a 3D existing television technology, that we can, you'll see that it moves very smoothly and you get a really rich experience. I don't think that any of the glasses are ready to do that yet. Someday they will, and I think all that we're doing, so it doesn't matter to me how that stuff gets there. We're developing the system that gets it there, the system to display it, and also the system to interact with it. How do you input with it as well?
Cool. Well, Dale, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to GamesAtWork.biz, the podcast about gaming technology and play. We are part of the Blueberry Podcasting Network, and would like to thank the band Random Encounters for their song, Big Blue. You can follow us on Twitter at GamesAtWork_biz or at our website at GamesAtWork.biz.